I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this Tuesday. Coming up this weekend and part of the Milwaukee Film Festival, The Immortalists will be showing this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the film is described like this: only recently have two determined scientists come forward with a belief that a cure for aging might be within our grasp. Following the impassioned research, intriguing personal lives, and stirring philosophical debate stemming from this eternal life's work, The Immortalists steps out onto the cutting edge with these fascinating men: the clean-cut molecular biologist Bill and the scraggling bearded biomedical gerontologist Aubrey, as they seek the biological means for everlasting life. And with us this hour is the clean-cut molecular biologist Bill. It should be a really interesting conversation, and we're delighted to have you join us. Dr. Bill Andrews is president and CEO of Sierra Sciences. He's been working in the biotech industry for 28 years, focusing the last 15 years on finding ways to extend the human lifespan through the intervention of telomere shortening in human cells. He has a PhD in molecular and population genetics, and prior to Sierra Sciences, he was senior scientist and director of molecular biology and director of technology development at other biotech firms. He has been awarded second place as National Inventor of the Year in 1997. He is an avid runner, and this guy isn't just a runner. He's a runner. He has run more than 100 races of 50 miles or more. We'll be welcoming phone calls for him. I'm sure that it will be a fascinating and perhaps somewhat controversial topic. Our phone number is 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. Our email is talk@wpr.org. Facebook page, The Kathleen Dunn Show. And we're also on Twitter at @KDunnShow. Dr. Bill Andrews, hello. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hello, and thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, great pleasure. So at what age did you decide, I really would like to know how and why we age and if I can do something about that?
Oh, I was 10 years old at that time.
Oh, my.
Yeah, my father got me inspired to do this. I was the weird kid in the family because I was really interested in science and medicine even when I was 10 years old. And I remember wanting a big reflector telescope for Christmas, and when I got the scope, my father came up to me and said, you know, Bill, since you're so interested in science and medicine, you should, when you grow up, become a doctor and find a cure for aging.
Oh.
He said that over 50 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that amazing? So you listen to your dad. That's why you're doing what you're doing now.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Is your dad still living?
Yes, he is. He's not doing extremely well. He's actually showing signs of Alzheimer's now.
Mm.
And I think the research that we're doing is going to be his best chances of getting beating this disease.
Mm-hmm. So you talk about in the film and in the work that you've done that the key to aging and to overall health has to do with telomeres. And maybe some people have heard of what telomeres are and others haven't. What is a telomere? What does it have to do with aging and overall health?
Well, telomeres are very small things inside of our cells. You know, we're made up of 100 trillion cells. Our whole body is actually cells. And so most of the theories on why we age say that we age because our cells age. So figuring out how to stop the aging process in our cells is really the big goal here. And what we've discovered is, well, let's zoom in on a cell. Okay, so inside of a cell contains all the chromosomes. That's where all of our genes are. And then the chromosomes are made up of like a very long string of beads called DNA. And if you think of that long string of beads like a shoelace, the telomeres are the equivalent of the caps on your shoelaces.
Mm-hmm.
The tips of your DNA molecules in your chromosomes are the telomeres. And what was discovered, I would say, in the 1970s is that people could actually look at the telomeres and see that as you get older, they get shorter. And so that turned out to be apparently a good clock of aging that some people were saying was actually better than reading the palm of your hand to figure out how long you live, because what had been observed is that when you're first conceived, your telomeres are about 15,000 bases. By the time you're born, they're shortened to 10,000 bases. And then when they get down to 5,000 bases, you die of old age. And the correlation was discovered, especially looking at human cells in petri dishes, that the shortening is caused by cell division. Whenever the cells divide, the telomeres get a little shorter. And as a result, it's a good counting mechanism for how many times the cells has, your cells have divided and also how old you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what telomeres are. The you know, people thought this was more a result of aging, not a cause of aging, because the analogy to the shoelace, the reason why your caps get shorter on your shoelaces is because of wear and tear. People just assume that that's what was going on there. But it was observed that the telomeres don't get shorter in your reproductive cells. That was important because if they did, then your children would be born with shorter telomeres than you have, and their children would be born with even shorter telomeres. And so our bodies had developed some mechanism to prevent the telomeres from shortening in our reproductive cells. I ended up discovering an enzyme called telomerase that keeps the telomeres from shortening our reproductive cells. And I put that enzyme into other cells, such as human skin cells grown in a petri dish, and showed not only did the aging stop, but the aging got reversed. And now scientists at Harvard, using our technology, have been able to lengthen the telomeres in really old mice, and they observed that they got young.
Mm-hmm.
The first time in the history of the planet anybody's done this. And so that's what we're trying to do, and I'm trying to get the same thing done in humans now.
And the enzyme, where did you find the enzyme?
So the enzyme was found in reproductive cells. It's also found in cancer cells. A lot of cancer cells produce telomerase to solve their aging issue. But otherwise, it's not found anywhere else. So we found the enzyme through a lot of effort with characterizing the cells, purifying the cells, looking for anything that had an activity that would lengthen telomeres. And then in the mid-1990s, we discovered human telomerase.
And so the idea is to, if we take this, what, on a daily basis, I don't even know how you would take this. Has it been a long enough period of time for you to see if you take this enzyme that you'll be able to add years to your life?
Well, at the moment, you can't take the enzyme. The enzyme's too big. If you were to swallow the enzyme or inject it, it wouldn't work because it actually has to get inside of your cells, and it's too big to get inside them. So it turns out all of our, because our reproductive cells produce this enzyme telomerase, that means our bodies contain the gene, and the gene is found in every cell of our body. It's just that the gene is turned off in every cell of our body except for our reproductive cells.
Okay.
So what we're doing is we're searching for small molecules, like drug-like molecules or natural products, that can get inside of our cells and turn the gene back on again. The genes are turned on and off by something equivalent to a light switch. They're called a promoter, and there's a switch that gets turned off and on. And so we have already found, we found our first chemical in 2007 that actually, when added to human cells in a petri dish, would get inside the cell and turn that switch on. That has enabled us to really optimize all of our procedures and assays and tests, and we've continued searching for more and stronger, more potent chemicals, and now we've found over 900 different chemicals and natural products that will induce the production of telomerase inside of human cells, and we are still figuring out how to make this into a way that you can actually take this orally. We have one natural product on the market already, and that is actually showing really good signs improving people's health, let's say. It's protecting, we say that it's protecting telomeres because it definitely appears to be helping keep people's telomeres from being shortened. I'd mentioned that they shorten because of cell division, but they also shorten from poor lifestyle choices, which we all do. It causes inflammation and free radical production, and those cause the telomere shortening too.
Mm-hmm.
And this product that I've mentioned is something that it combats that. And that product's called Product B. It's actually got a new name called Isagenesis, and it's marketed through a company called Isagenics.
In terms of finding the chemicals that will turn that light switch on, I mean, aren't you in essence looking for a needle in a haystack? I mean, you could go through all kinds of chemicals, couldn't you, before you found the right one? How do you go about even doing that?
Yeah, no, it is a needle in a haystack, but we've already made the major accomplishments. We've already screened, like as I said, over 300,000 different chemicals. And we found our first one. Our first one was a 57,684th chemical we tested. So we were pretty obsessed with actually doing this. We were under, pressure from other people in the scientific community saying that it's impossible, we'll never find such a thing. And when we found our first one, we sent it to a lot of those people and asked them to test it. And sure enough, they came back and said, "Eureka, it works." And so now when I speak at scientific conferences, I like to show their names and click on their name and show their data instead of just having people rely on our own data.
Mm-hmm. So you found that this is successful in what, warding off disease and warding off the top killers of people in their older age, thus they can live longer? Or has it proven to extend the human lifespan among those people for whom it's been successful?
Well, what I can tell you is that it's not just us. It's thousands of scientists all over the world. When we first discovered the enzyme telomerase, when I was still at Geron Corporation, that led to a big boom in scientific publications where people were finding and published in scientifically peer-reviewed journal articles, finding out that the length of your telomere is connected to every disease you've ever heard of, including aging.
Mm-hmm.
We only have studies so far in mice. We haven't actually treated humans with anything of high enough potency to actually reverse aging because it doesn't exist yet, and we, of course, have to go through a little bit of probably FDA approvals before we can actually do the testing. But we have used gene therapy techniques to demonstrate that we can reverse aging in human cells. And scientists at Harvard using gene therapy were able to lengthen the telomeres of very, very old mice and show that they became younger. And it was a really, as the lead scientist said, a remarkable reversal of the aging process.
Mm.
He was quoted on Diane Sawyer interview saying that.
Mm-hmm.
What he saw was brain sizes get bigger, memory coming back, smell coming back, ability to breed coming back, hair color, baldness being reversed. Everything you can imagine about aging was reversed in these mice. These mice essentially became young adults. Okay, they probably wouldn't, we would not expect them to actually go back to being baby mice, and we wouldn't expect humans to go back to being babies because we're only reversing aging. We're not reversing development, which are two different things.
I see. What is the human lifespan now?
Average lifespan is about 80 years old, just under 80 years old for men and women. But the maximum, there's been like several studies published in the last like 20 years where people have looked at populations of how the average age has been increasing for the last 100 years, and they've extrapolated, and all three studies came up with the same number, that we have a maximum theoretical lifespan of 125. We could achieve that 125 if we led the perfect of lifestyles and didn't do anything to cause any free radical damage or inflammation. We could all live to be 125, but none of us are going to do that. That's just too hard to do. And only one person's ever come close. A woman named Jeanne Calment in France lived to be 122 years old.
Was she happy?
Yeah, I don't know. As long as you stay healthy, that's
right.
That's the big problem with a lot of things going on. We've already done a lot to extend lifespan, even like better sewage systems, refrigeration, eyeglasses, vaccines, antibiotics, coronary bypass surgery. I could go on and on. All the things that have happened in the last like 200 years that has extended our lifespan, but they haven't extended our health span enough.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening is we've got this big silver tsunami, it's called, coming up soon where we are going to have so many old people, especially the baby boomers getting old, that I think the number one industry for people that are in high school now trying to figure out what careers they're going to go into, I think the number one industry is going to be care for the elderly. And I'm trying to combat that by coming up with something that will actually extend our health spans as much as our lifespan, so that actually doesn't happen. Actually, it will extend our health span more than our lifespan, because we are actually expecting to reverse human aging. And I would never say that without the scientifically peer-reviewed journal articles that have already been published.
Yeah. Well, when you talk about what we do to ourselves that keeps our lifespan from being as long as it could be, I just want to talk about you for a moment, because you do things that people don't normally do. This 100 races of 50 miles or more, you run 18 miles at a stretch, you're doing push-ups in this film that I saw yesterday, you're obviously extremely careful about all aspects of your life to make sure your body is in tip-top shape, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think endurance exercise is one of the most important things anybody can be doing.
Really?
Keep their telomeres long. It's actually at least four scientifically peer-reviewed journal articles have been published now showing the more intense your endurance, the more endurance you do, the longer your telomeres. The endurance exercise doesn't lengthen your telomeres, but it decreases the rate of what I call accelerated telomere shortening due to poor lifestyle choices.
Huh.
And so it was shown that sedentary people have the shortest telomeres, 10K runners have longer telomeres, marathon runners have longer telomeres than them, and ultramarathon runners have the longest telomeres of all. And, you know, I didn't know this when I first got into ultramarathon running, but I was just shocked when I first started meeting people who do the sport about how many 80-year-olds are competing in 100-mile races and look like teenagers. And so this is what one of the things I got, this is one of the reasons I got into ultramarathon running, was just I want to be like those people. And sure enough, now we've got data showing it's because they're keeping their telomeres long.
All right. That's the keep your telomeres long. That's kind of what we're talking about this hour of the program. It's a fascinating film. Our interest started with the Milwaukee Film Festival, and this is just one of many films that will be shown. But it caught our fancy, and you can see why. The Immortalists is the name of the film, and it features our guest this hour, along with a biomedical gerontologist named Aubrey. And we're welcoming phone calls. Here's how you reach our conversation, 800-486-8655. Dr. Bill Andrews is our guest. He is president and CEO of Sierra Sciences and has been in the biotech industry for 28 years, focusing on finding ways to extend the human lifespan through the intervention of telomere in shortening in human cells and finding an enzyme that will turn the switch on to keep those cells from shortening during lifespan. But as importantly as living 125, of course, is being a healthy person if you're 80 or if you're 85 or if you're 75 or whatever. All right, let's go to phone calls, and we'll do it in a moment. 800-486-8655 is our number, and this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. All right, let's go to phone calls. I suspected we were going to have a lot of calls on this topic, and indeed we are. We start with Ruth in Madison. Hi, Ruth.
Hi. I was wondering about these telomeres. And in the nerve cells of the body that divide like once every 7 years, do the telomeres stay longer in those nerve cells, or do they somehow deteriorate over time also?
Yes, the nerve cells typically divide very, very rarely or not at all. But other cells around them, specifically Schwann cells, glia cells, they protect the neurons, the nerve cells, and they divide quite frequently, and their telomeres get shorter. But every single time a cell divides, the telomeres get a little bit shorter. And this is not from wear and tear. This is actually because the cells lack the ability to duplicate the very end of the chromosome when they make a new one. Every time a cell divides, everything inside that cell needs to be duplicated so that the two daughter cells have everything that the parent cell had. And so the DNA has to be duplicated. It's one of those things that has to be duplicated. And the cell lacks the ability to duplicate all the way to the end. I actually have a book out where I explain in very non-scientific terms exactly why the telomeres get shorter every time cells divide, and I highly recommend it.
What's the name of it?
The book's called, it's a long name, it's Bill Andrews on Telomere Basics, and then it's Curing Aging. You can get it from isasaletools.com, amazon.com, I think those are the two main sources.
Okay. Thank you, Ruth, for your call. Let's go to Jerry in Minnesota. Hi, Jerry.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
All right. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So go ahead.
Go ahead with a question. Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering. I noticed that something was mentioned about, you know, once you've had that telomere shortening, that anything short of introducing artificially the telomerase into the system, you're not going to get much benefit if you were to, say, take on a very rigorous exercise regimen. And I'm just wondering if that's actually carved in stone. You know, is there anything someone can do on a natural level, whether it be diet, very, very rigorous exercise, that you can recover some of the loss that was incurred through, say, maybe a period of stress, and maybe you weren't living the sort of lifestyle that you had before that period of stress?
There is absolutely nothing yet that people can do to recover the telomere loss. There have been some scientifically peer-reviewed journal articles saying that they think certain things like meditation might lengthen telomeres, stuff, but none of those studies have been reproducible. What the best you can do right now is decrease the rate of that shortening. And I already mentioned endurance exercise, but for those of you that aren't into rigorous exercise, you can also do omega-3 fatty acids, antioxidants, vitamin D. I highly recommend the products that are sold by Isagenics. They focus very much on doing whatever they can to protect the telomeres. You can also quit smoking if you're a smoker, because smoking causes a lot of free radical damage and inflammation. You can lose weight. Again, Isagenics has products that help you really lose weight well. Reduce stress. Find something that has like adaptogens in it, some natural product. Again, Isagenics has something like that. Decrease depression. All these things have been published in scientifically peer-reviewed journal articles showing that people that practice these methods, or like reduce stress or whatever, have longer telomeres than their friends their same age that don't. But the funny one is pessimism. There's been studies now showing that if you can be more optimistic and decrease your pessimism, your telomeres are longer. And nobody's explained that one yet, but there's a good correlation between that. So you can't lengthen your telomeres yet. That's the research that I'm doing. We have chemicals and natural products that at least lengthen telomeres when we test them in vitro. And these things will be on the market pretty soon. I estimate that we will have something ready for human testing, probably in FDA clinical studies, within 3 years.
Thank you very much, Jerry, for your call. Another Jerry, interestingly enough, from Fox Lake, Illinois. Hi, Jerry.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Regarding the ethics of this, you know, I'm just fast forward, say, I don't know, a couple hundred, maybe 1,000 years, who knows. But at some point, given our limited resources, our limited spaces for people to live, at some point somebody's going to have to decide who gets this technology and who doesn't, who can reproduce and who can't. These questions, I think, are worth asking now at the beginning of this. I mean, if we saw some of the repercussions of some of our previous technologies in weaponry and things like that, we probably would have thought differently about continuing on with the research.
Yeah, it's a good question. Dr. Andrews.
This is discussed very thoroughly in my new book. You're right. I am going to cause the world a lot of trouble. And it's like you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. The thing that I like to ask myself is, let's say 100 years from now, 200 years from now, we do have all the problems that you're anticipating. What's going to happen? Are we going to say we should ban the cure for aging that already exists? Excuse me while I shut my phone off here.
Okay.
Okay, it is off. It won't ring again.
All right.
So what will happen? I believe that in 200 years, if we're having all the overpopulation problems, and I'll list some more problems that you haven't even mentioned yet in a second, but if we have these kind of problems, I think the world's going to find some other solution than banning the cure for aging. And if they're going to be in favor of the cure for aging, then I think we should be in favor of it now. But I see the big problems as being, how are the young ever going to find jobs if the old never get old and retire? It's the older people with the more experience and more maturity are going to be the dominant. There's going to be a struggle for the young people to find not just jobs, but even mates and things like that. There's going to be problems like that. We got to figure out solutions to that. But remember, the goal here isn't really to extend lifespan. The goal is to extend health span. And right now, we already have a major problem that I'm trying to solve, and that is that we are going to have a tremendous number of old people in hospital beds that can't take care of themselves.
Right.
And that's the problem that I'm trying to solve. I'm trying to extend the health span, make people healthier. Stuff. So we do have these problems. I believe the world will be very good at coming up with the solutions. You've mentioned weaponry, but there's also other things in the world that have been major changes to us that have been real assets. And I like to cite the World Wide Web as the best one. That changed us. I mean, how could we, when we think back, how did we survive without the World Wide Web 20 years ago? But people adapt. People make changes. So I'm very confident that anything that we do that's good for humans, we'll figure out a way to make it really good. And I'll tell you, some people say only the rich will be able to afford it. That's not going to be true at all. It's 99% of medications that are outrageously priced are due to the marketing and things like that, production and stuff. It's not the science. I estimate it probably cost us 10 cents per person to provide the chemical once we have it. But the people that are going to be selling it and producing it and market, they're going to bring up the price a bit. But I have a feeling our product's going to sell itself. As soon as people start seeing their friends getting younger, they're not going to need any advertisement. And so I think the price is going to stay down. So all the things that you can think about, and if I've left anything out in my book, if you read my book, if I've left anything out, we'll definitely add it in the next edition.
Thank you very much for the call. I'm having a hard time, Dr. Andrews, figuring out if you've got this telomere, you can figure out a way to lengthen it so we're healthy. So what makes us die then? What would we die of?
Well, we don't have it. Okay, so if when we have that, I think of aging as affected by a lot of different things. Environment is one of the things that affects aging. It's just not... It doesn't affect humans as much as it does, say, mice. But I think of each theory on why we age and die as a stick of dynamite that's burning inside of us. And so we have multiple sticks of dynamite, but what really matters at first is which stick of dynamite has the shortest fuse. And I'm a firm believer in that our shortest fuse is telomeres. And so when we put that fuse out, there's going to be other sticks of dynamite still burning. But I see that I'm going to get another 30 to 40 years at least to try to figure out how to cure those, put out those fuses. But we're all still going to be run over by trucks. We're all still going to have, other kinds of accidents, fall off cliffs. But I'm glad that there are other scientists that aren't represented in this documentary, but there are other scientists working on some really great things. What I think is really great is the brain uploading stuff and also the chirogenic stuff. Sure, we're going to still be run over by trucks and fall off cliffs, but there are people out there that envision that not too distant future, if we're falling off a cliff, we're going to have our brains automatically uploaded to a computer, and then we're going to wake up a little while later in some new body with our... I mean, The question is that still you?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, but we have, there's all kinds of things. People are working on all kinds of things to combat this whole business of aging and dying.
Yeah. Let's go to Paul in Milwaukee. Hi, Paul.
Hi. There's a competing school of thought that says that the source of aging is in post-mitotic cells of the brain and nervous system and muscles. And there are no telomeres, of course, in those. So maybe you could address that.
Can you tell me what the, what you're talking about? What are those cells?
Your, well, most of the cells in your nervous system and your brain do not divide after adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
They remain the same for 100 years, if you live to be 100 years. And
okay.
So they're not like skin cells or the interior cells of your arteries. They don't reproduce.
Okay.
And so the molecules inside them do age, and they do degrade over time. And so a lot of science indicates that that's where aging really occurs, is in those post-mitotic cells.
All right. Thanks for your call.
But let me answer, first of all, that those cells do have telomeres. They don't have cell division, and as a result, the telomeres don't shorten from cell division. But they do shorten because of the unhealthy lifestyle, like toxins especially. Toxins and free radicals and different things, chemicals can get inside your cells and actually specifically cleave your telomeres. There's scientific studies showing that when you combine peroxide with iron, for instance, that very specifically recognizes the telomere sequence and cuts it to make it shorter. So these kind of things are happening in our heart cells and our brain cells and our other post-mitotic or non-mitotic cells. They do have telomeres. Just because they don't divide doesn't mean they don't have telomeres. But also, all these post-mitotic cells are non-dividing cells that have, I like to call them terminally differentiated cells. They all have cells that are like caregivers for them. As I mentioned before, the nerve cells have the Schwann cells. And those Schwann cells, they do divide, and they do get telomere shortening. And when the telomeres get short, they quit producing things like myelin that wraps around the nerves to protect them. And that's what we got to do, because we're all, you know, I'm not saying, there's no way I'm saying that telomere shortening is the only cause of aging. We're all victims of environmental insults and stuff, and our nerve cells are really, they're one of those victims. And so we got to keep our caregiver cells, like the Schwann cells, healthy. And telomeres, keeping the telomeres long there is one way to do that.
Mm-hmm. What did you think of the film that was made about you, The Immortalists?
What did I think?
Yeah, what did you think of the film? Did you like it?
I was blown away. I mean,
yeah?
this is a tribute to Jason Susberg and David Alvarado, the directors and also the producers. I can't believe what they pulled off, because all I know is that they had cameras come into my office. They had cameras follow me on trips to India. They had cameras do this and that. And I didn't really know what was going on. I didn't understand half the stuff they were trying to film. When I first saw it and saw how they put it all together, I thought these guys were absolute geniuses. And I'm very, very impressed with what they were able to do. And then especially the music that's in this thing. I've seen it like maybe 10 times now, and I still... Not just because I'm in it, you know. I'm a little bit biased, but I'm shocked. I just think about what intelligent guys these were to figure all this out and how to put it all together. It's just amazing.
Well, maybe you can start a new career in this area when you're 100.
Yes, and I'll invest it all into those guys.
Right. Mike in Milwaukee. Hi.
Hi, Bill. I was a friend of Miller Quarles.
Remember
the name.
Friend of mine, yeah.
And I have a question for you. Now, cancer cells have very short telomeres already, but they have telomerase. So when you eat the supplement or whatever it is that you're selling, I wanted to know, does it differentiate between cancer cells, which already have short telomeres but make telomerase, or is it going to give us all cancer? Is this stuff going to lengthen the cells of all of us so that we all get cancer? Basically, because we all already have cancer at least a few of our cells.
Yeah, the that was a concern, let's say, 15 years ago. A lot of people were worried that this was going to lead to cancer. But now the scientific peer-reviewed journal articles all show that it actually is going to do the opposite. Telomerase doesn't cause cancer. It's the lack of telomerase that causes cancer. And short telomeres cause cancer because when the telomeres get short, it causes all the rearrangements, all the chromosome rearrangements and mutations that cause the cancer. The bottom line is that, well, one, cancer cells already do have telomerase, so they're already immortal. So taking a supplement that turns on telomerase in all your cells is not going to have any effect on the cancer cells because they're already immortal. You can't make something immortal more immortal. But it's going to make the immune cells specifically more healthy. And, you know, one of the major causes of cancer is your immune system getting weak due to telomere shortening. It's called immune senescence. And so lengthening telomeres in your immune cells is going to help you fight your cancer. So the consensus right now, it's been probably since 2005 since there's been any publications with any kind of data even suggesting that telomerase will cause cancer. All the data since then has been saying that short telomeres cause cancer, telomerase will lengthen, and short telomeres cause cancer, and short telomeres in your immune cells decrease your immune cells' ability to fight the cancers. And so lengthening telomeres in your immune cells is going to really help you fight cancer if you have it, and it's going to help prevent cancer from occurring if you don't already have it. Because the short telomeres, just like in your shoelaces, when the caps of your shoelaces get short, your chromosomes start falling apart and causing all the mutations that result in cancer.
Thanks, Mike, for the call. Ray in Milwaukee. Hi, Ray.
Hi, let me play contrarian to this discussion. We live on a planet where the soil is composed of dead things that were once living. This is the nature and the cycle of life on this planet to this point. So aren't you kind of going against the grain and thinking, let's see if we can make humans live forever? I mean, if life is like a song and a song would have no ending, wouldn't we all just get a little sick and tired of that song?
I love living. I will never, ever get tired of living. I often wonder, ask people who ask me about that, I'll say, when you're 500 years old,
oh no!
Are you going to say to yourself, "I'm tired of living today. I want to die," or are you going to say, "No, I don't want to die yet"? And that's the question. I mean, if there's nothing, let's see, this is not anything that's being forced on anybody. It would be a choice still, but I have a feeling that everybody's going to want to live because one of the biggest problems with living is getting old and unhealthy, and it makes people unhappy. And a lot of suicides occur because people are they're worried about they can't take care of themselves, they're imposing on others, they're very depressed. That's the kind of thing I want to eliminate. If we need to do something to replenish the soil, you know, we'll find ways to do it. I have tremendous faith in humans. I think humans are the most amazing animal on the planet, and things we've accomplished in the past have been great. I think you know, evolution played a big role in making us who we are. Now we've gotten, I think, smart enough that we can actually control our own evolution, and we can figure out a ways to adapt to changing environments, which is what evolution is all about. And yes, we've made some terrible mistakes, but I think that we are going to succeed in the long run.
Interesting. Thank you very much for the call. And yet, isn't it saying something that the telomeres in all of our cells, except for the reproductive cells, just sort of naturally as a course of life do get shorter? That just happens. And so isn't that saying to us that in the reproductive cells, we're born to use our reproductive cells, but we're also born to die?
Yes, it does. And from an evolutionary standpoint, the survival of our species was far more successful by getting rid of the old people. The bottom line is there's no evolutionary advantage to living longer than it takes to raise your young.
Mm-hmm.
And up until maybe 1,000 years ago, that was really important. But now we're smarter, and I think we can control that. I should have mentioned before when we were talking about cancer and stuff like that that there are animals on this planet that have no detectable aging process. And in all cases, and let me say this includes lobsters.
Oh, really?
Whales, yeah. Tortoises, clams, some fish, some birds. They have no detectable aging process at all. People didn't care to ask this question until maybe 150 years ago. Now, the only way to answer the question is to put animals in cages when they're first born or some other way of keeping track of them and see how long they live. And there's animals that are over 150 years old now showing no signs of aging. I could go on to that. Let me say, Charles Darwin had a pet tortoise that her name Harriet. She just died recently at 180 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's a clam that was discovered that's over 500 years
old. Oh, my goodness.
And they all don't age because of the same reason, and that's because they produce telomerase in all their cells already. That's what I want to do with humans. They already do this, and their telomeres don't get shorter. They have no detectable aging, and they have very, very low incidence of cancer and other diseases.
Huh.
And so it's like how these species, why they didn't evolve an aging process to eliminate the old can only be explained by they had such a high level of predators that they never had a problem of actually having an overpopulation problem.
Yeah. So it wouldn't help us if we ate a lot of clams and lobster?
No, because it's got to get, as I said before, it's got to get inside of our cells.
Okay.
And telomerase is too big to get inside of it. But, yeah.
All right. Let's take more phone calls in a moment. Our phone number is 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. Dr. Bill Andrews is our guest this hour. He is president and CEO of Sierra Sciences. He has been called the man who would stop time. He is featured. He came to our attention. To tell you the truth, I didn't know anything about these telomeres or any of this until I saw the film. So it's all new to me. And it's pretty fascinating. He's going to be part of the Milwaukee Film Festival. There are tons of films, but this one just caught our attention. The Immortalists. It's going to be shown this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. More information about the film, you can go to our Facebook page. And I would think you'd want to carry on this conversation, too, because it has all kinds of questions that follow this question. More phone calls momentarily. 800-486-8655 is our number. The email is talk@wpr.org, Facebook page, The Kathleen Dunn Show, and you can find us on Twitter as well, @KDunnShow. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Let's go to Debbie in Milwaukee. Hello, Debbie.
Hello.
Hi.
I was told that I may have mitochondrial disease, or my family, you know, we have everything from rheumatoid arthritis to adrenal disease and thyroid, Hashimoto's or Graves' disease. And I'm wondering if all these diseases are actually related. Maybe it is mitochondrial or related to the telomeres. But I'm just really concerned because I'm only 48. I've been sick since I was younger, and I was a medical secretary. Now, I feel like I'm aging at the rate, I feel 20 years older, and my sister's very sick, and I'm not so sure the doctors have the key to all this. They just want to give steroids or chemotherapy for the arthritis part and steroids for the adrenal disease and things to either suppress the thyroid or increase it. Maybe they're missing the whole mark because of the mitochondria or the telomeres.
Well, I'm not an MD, and I really can't give medical advice, but I can tell you about studies with telomeres. It's been well published now that keeping telomeres long helps maintain the health of your mitochondria. Telomeres have now been referred to as the kingpin of everything because mitochondria dysfunction and actually free radical generation actually gets free radical damage gets decreased when your telomeres are long. Now, your symptoms have developed as you got older. Is that correct?
All he really said is N-acetyl-carnitine and, like you said, the omega oils and different things like that. But
But the symptoms you're seeing are symptoms that came on as you got older. You didn't have
the symptoms.
So it's saying that your mitochondria is actually getting worse with age, and this could very likely be due to telomere shortening. So lengthening your telomeres could be a way to benefit this. Now, again, I'm not an MD, and I can't give medical advice, but without knowing more about your particular situation, I can't say any more than say that it's possible that this is due to short telomeres.
Thanks, Debbie. David in Milwaukee. Hi.
Hello. I was wondering about the compound or chemical, whatever you want to call it, about resveratrol, and where that stands at this point. Also, calorie restriction and sleep as it relates to aging.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, well, calorie restriction and resveratrol, they're really good for extending the lifespan of your pet mouse, your pet fruit fly, your pet roundworm, and your pet yeast. But they don't work that well on humans. There was a study done off of an island off of the coast of Georgia where people were looking at primates, mostly chimpanzees and gorillas, for over 20, 30 years, expecting to see that the caloric-restricted animals, chimpanzees and gorillas, would live longer. But they actually did not see that. And it's partly because caloric restriction works by decreasing the amount of free radicals that your mitochondria produce. When you take in calories like glucose and stuff like that, that goes through a process called glycolysis, the Krebs citric acid cycle, oxidative phosphorylation in your mitochondria, and those end up generating free radicals. And by doing a caloric restricted diet, you get less free radicals. But humans actually aren't that susceptible to free radical damage unless you smoke or you're obese, because when we stress ourselves, we actually have the ability to increase our antioxidant levels. And so these are things that are really great for, I said, like your pet mouse and stuff like that. But I still take resveratrol every day because I believe it's going to have some effect, minor effect, not as much as the telomeres are concerned. And after we solve the telomere problem, it might become a major solution to even extending our lifespans even further.
Thank you very much for the call. Let's try and get a few more callers in as we almost run out of time. Alex in Cedarburg, hi.
Hi, how are you?
All right, how are you?
Good. Dr. Andrews, this might be the most interesting thing I've heard in a long time on the radio. So thank you for coming on. And
oh, you didn't listen to the last hour's show.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, holy cow. My question is, what some of the you said you tried a lot of different molecules or substances until I think it was like the 53,000. You know, you said until you found one that could actually infiltrate the cell. I was wondering if you tried any psychoactive drugs, because I still feel LSD is kind of an unknown. As to what it does damage wise to your body, or the full effect of how it works, or I've heard to cure migraine, there's not it's pretty hard to cure an actual migraine, but psychoactive drugs like mushrooms and things like that.
We have about less than a minute left, Dr. Andrews.
Yeah. Okay, so yes, we've tried everything on the planet. Short answer. I like to answer questions. Would it be okay if I gave my email address?
Oh, sure.
Okay, so if people want to ask me a question and haven't had a chance, send me an email. B. Andrews.
B.
B-A-N-D-R-E-W-S.
Okay.
At Sierra Sci, that's SIERRASCI.com.
Okay. Great. Right. And you can get more information. Alex, thanks very much for the call. Thank you, Bill Andrews, for being with us. Very interesting show.
Thank you very much. I could talk forever, so if you want me back on, just ask.
Well, you have to go running, though, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. When you get back from...
Gotta run.
All right. Gotta run. Thank you for being with us. Bill Andrews, the man who would stop time. It's interesting, isn't it? And the film is interesting, The Immortalists. That's what got us rolling on this particular interview, because it will be part of the Milwaukee Film Festival. He is one of two pioneering scientists whose work in extending the human lifespan using molecular biology is featured in the film. Thanks to K.P. Whaley for producing this hour, and thanks to Scott Myers for on-air production here in our studios in downtown Milwaukee. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be with you again tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Good conversations ahead.